Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mine.
Alrighty, that was Feels Like Heaven with Peter Cetera and Chaka Khan. And today we have our wonderful, terrific Tuesday with musical psychic Pamela. And Pamela, have I got you?
You got me. Can you hear me okay?
You're clear today. Wow. I hope I'm
oh,
that
good.
Awesome.
It's a landline,
well, so. It's aha. Uh-huh. I should investigate one of those. I really should. There days my cell phone is like, the outer limits. Oh, well, tell everybody how they can find you when you are not on air here with us, Pamela.
Sure. Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that I looked on, you know, what we have on Blog Talk Radio. My phone number is transposed wrong, okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it must have been an old one because I know it was corrected. And so, but anyhow, you're honestly better off emailing me. But if you want to call me, phone number is 973-229-9704. That is a cell phone. However, I do not text. I'm sorry. I'm a little old-fashioned. I'm just not good at it, so I just turned it off. The best way to reach me is through my website, PamelaCummins.com. CUMMINS.com, and there's a lot of information on there about my readings. I always give $10 off on the first reading. I do email readings. I do coaching for psychic development and single coaching. Let's see what else. You can get in touch with my blog, and there is also free stuff that you can get there. There's even a free love fortune cookie, and I also have free
cool.
I have free tarot readings using the Egyptian tarot by Clive. Oh God, I'm spacing on with Clive Barrett, I think it is, and ancient Egyptian tarot. And I actually still have my deck, and you can't even get it anymore. It's out of print, so nobody will.
Wow.
I'm holding on to my deck. Oh yeah, they're very expensive. I looked online. I've had it forever. I love that deck. My book's on there, The Love Channel Show, which is on tonight, 8 p.m. I have the phone number. Aren't you proud of me, Kelly?
Ah, yes, I am. All righty.
It's also on Blog Talk, and the call-in number is 646-478-0020. So far, there aren't any tornado watches in Arkansas where my guest, Janae Bowerman, is from. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it the last time because she didn't have any internet. I don't think she had any phone. Yeah, so she's coming on tonight again, and the topic will be responding in love, which is not always easy. So if you have any questions regarding that, please call in tonight. And last but not least, I'm excited because I got an article published in the Urban Dater. It's on the website. So Urban, URBANDATER.com. It's all about dating and relationships. And the guy who runs it, Alex, he is hysterical. He's really funny. And it's Let the Relationship Flow. So please
cool.
check that out. Yeah, I was excited about that when I found out my article was accepted.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, and tell us. And I'm the one having the problem. It's like I write this down. I write this down every week, and every week it bops on me. So it's like every week I have to ask you again. It's like Pamela just got another of her books published, and it went from an e-book to she's honestly got it in a soft cover. And the name of that book is
right. It's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. And it was funny because I was thinking earlier, psychic wisdom, and it's not always my wisdom, it's my guides and angels' wisdom that comes through me, although, I mean, I'm not stupid, I have a brain, but, you know, I'm not like the scarecrow, but, you know, a lot of the information that, if I only had a brain,
right,
so, thank God that movie was made, because there are so many references to it, it's amazing.
That's true.
Okay.
It's a real classic. It's a real classic, and they've never done a remake.
Oh.
I don't think that. I think they're ruiners. They do.
Yeah, I don't think they could. And you know what? Why I'm thinking of it today, for any callers who call in today, I do have a request to keep it to one question. Also, a lot of times people give me a lot of information before you ask the question. Please don't do that. I might ask if I'm hitting on something right, but a lot of times it's better for me not to know the whole story because, quite honestly, I'm human. My ego gets in the way, and I do have opinions like any other human being. And lastly, we had someone call in last week, and it was in regards to, like, politics and stuff like that. And I just want to remind people, we're not a political, we're not religious. This is here for my guides and angels to give information to help you. We're trying to help people live in love and light. So please don't call in for that. And Kelly, you do have my permission to disconnect them. We don't disconnect people. Blog Talk will kick them off sometimes. You know, if someone's talking about things that are, you know, their opinions. Yeah, right. You know, quite honestly, Blog Talk does have specials where you can get your own radio station.
Oh, yeah, yes, they do. If you have something to say,
you know,
you can get it for free
and
30
I'm not
minutes
saying,
a day.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this person was wrong or anything. It's just that's not what this show is about.
It was.
And just like if somebody went on and came and tried to solicit their stuff or whatever, it's just, you know.
Right.
We just ask that, you know, I'm here to help, but not a soapbox for you either.
If we could solve the problems of the planet, we already would have done that and gone on. But it's like the trouble is a lot of the leaders wouldn't listen because they have their own egos too. So, you know.
There is a solution in what one of the things that I do and, like, the people who are doing the GMOs and all these, like, crazy testings and pollution and stuff, one of the things that I do is I pray that our leaders and the people, owners of the big corporation and greedy people and stuff like that, that they become enlightened and they see what they're doing. Because, you know, they're sick and they're injured and they don't realize what they're doing. They believe what they're doing is right, you know. And it's funny, my guys are playing the song, All You Need Is Love. And basically, that's what I ask, is for them to be enlightened in love, not the way I want it, you know.
Right.
There's certain things, you know, I have my opinions just like everybody else, but you can only clean your side of the street, and by doing that, hopefully other people will say, hey, I like the way that street looks. I should clean up mine, you know, maybe paint my mailbox or, you know, whatever. You know what I mean.
I think it was a quote by, David Thoreau or whoever it was, who said if everybody slept in front of their own house, the world would be a clean place. Something like that. But,
yeah.
And we do have
a
question. We do have a question from chat here. Let's see. Somebody wanted to know how your weather was. After that tornado comment, it's like, how was your weather in Atlantic Beach today?
You know what? It's actually hot, but it's not so bad as it was yesterday. You know that storm that we were supposed to have, that tropical storm? That was a joke. It was real windy and never, you know, but that's okay. I was on the show with
wind.
Yeah, it was tropical wind. You know what? I will take that any day over a hurricane, but it's warm. It's in the low 80s, but it's so hot. But today we have a nice breeze. Yesterday was so humid. Oh, my God. I mean, it was like 8:45. I said, well, I'm going to go out for my walk. By 9:30, I was total sweat. I'm like, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Morning. Oh, my goodness.
But the thing is, that temperature-wise, it wasn't that hot. The humidity, hate humidity. You know, it's because I just want to see it. You know, sometimes I'm like, why am I in the South? Yeah, but Florida's beautiful and all, but I know, especially the southern part of Florida, I'd be dying. I'm not a good heat person.
Wow.
I'm really not, you know.
I got that one. Song of the South. We can't die and shut my mouth. And I better shut my mouth because we got some people, about 5 of them lined up in queue here for you. And we do have another question from chat regarding meditation, but we'll take a few of our callers and we'll have some a little more on topic talk. So here we go with area code 916. 916, you are on with Pamela today. Hello? Area code 916, you're on.
I'm on?
There we go. You're on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say, just pull a song out of a hat. What does Spirit want me to hear? Make it
okay,
easy for you.
Okay, and what is your first name?
It's Diana from California.
Okay. All right. I think I know who this is. Anyhow, what I'm hearing is on and on, slipping in this. Sliding, and it's really funny. I'm getting a song, but it's they're using girl instead of boy, but that's okay. I'm hearing I'm a big girl now from the Huggies or one of the diaper commercials. But what I'm seeing is you getting up and walking away in dignity, okay? And I want to say it's not an ego. It's more like dignity, and it's like it's weird. You're turning into a princess, okay? And it's almost like queen-like. All right, and so what that means is, to me, if there have been things in the past that have not gone the way you wanted them to, and or you've made mistakes or whatever, you know, you're being picked up and you're being placed on the right path, I feel like offers made to you, okay? And I'm also hearing the song, Oh, Won't You Stay, just a little bit longer, okay? So it feels like, again, offers some kind of opportunity. Where I'm hearing the song Homeward Bound, I Wish I Was Homeward Bound. So someplace where it feels like you can settle into, someplace nice, and it just, I'm hearing the song, God, I'm getting all these songs for you, my dear. I'm hearing the song We've Only Just Begun, so it does feel like a beginning venture, okay? And it does feel really nice. I'm seeing you walk down the red carpet in a gown and like a little tiara. And I don't feel like this is who you are. This is just symbolic. I don't feel like your princessy energy, but it just feels like a nice path. And okay, and I know why they're showing me the princess too. It feels like going more into the feminine energy also, okay? You know, having more goddess energy, more female guides to help you along the way. Okay? And just know that you're okay. You're being taken care of, you know? And it's weird. I'm hearing this camp song, Peanut Butter and Jelly. It was a song we used to sing. And what that means to me is your needs will always be taken care of, you know? They're saying from peanut butter and jelly, it will go into steak, into lobster. So things just feel like they're improving for you. And it's all good stuff.
So just a little bit longer, and I get to head north.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that was wonderful, Pam. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you so much. All right. Is this that? Take a breath. Take a little drink of water. Get your throat cleared out and get ready for the next one.
I did take a sip of water before you even said that. That's funny.
Okay. She is ready for area code 248-248. You are on live with us.
Hello, my name is Michael.
Hi. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Michael.
Okay. All right. You sounded a little unclear, but okay. And how can I help you, Michael?
Yes, I was just calling to inquire. I'm thinking about a lateral move with my job, not necessarily the career, and just looking maybe to jump ship and go to another place, and was looking to see, obtain some guidance and direction on that.
Okay, and I actually felt that that was good because what I saw is I actually saw like a peg, okay, where you move to the side, but I'm also seeing it moves you up, okay? So it feels like, you know, if you do that, there will be growth upwards, okay? That's what it feels like. I'm also getting, too, along with that, there feels like a subcontracting, you know, opportunity, too, along with that, okay? This might be from somebody else different, and I'm getting to also take that, too, okay? It's funny, now they're playing the song, It Takes Two, you know, me and you, okay? So it does feel like, you know, the lateral move that moves up, but also something else, too, which they're just saying is butter on the bread, okay? So it's
excellent.
All good, okay?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All righty. Now I'd like to say call back and let us know how that goes. Well, I'd like to know the follow-ups and the rest of the story, like Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. All righty. Got a couple more here, and there's one from area code 209. 209, you are on the line.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I'm just asking for a general reading.
Okay, all right, well, we'll see what comes up. Beautiful name, by the way. What a great name. I'm so bad. You know what? Okay, it sounds weird, but this is what I got, and I'm not really sure what it means, but I saw the ocean, and then I heard something that one of my hypnosis teacher used to say, like an ocean wave, calming and soothing, okay? So what that means to me is either you're going to the ocean or you need to meditate about the ocean and kind of have a calming, soothing, you know, feeling within you, okay? And with that, they are playing a song, peaceful, easy feeling. So that means to me that you need to take care of yourself, you know, chill, relax, have, you know, I'm not saying to be a sloth, but I am feeling that you need to relax, you know, enjoy yourself, meditate, and quite honestly, take a trip, okay? And I feel like there's a part of you that says, I can't do that, and I'm seeing my sister's face, and I know what that means. My sister, she owns a pizzeria, and she's always gotta go, gotta do. Even on, you know, her time off, she's always on the go, okay? And for you, I just feel like you need to chill, okay? And they're singing the song, Everything's All Right. I don't know if you're a worrier, okay, but I'm picking up like some worry energy, and they're saying to replace that with God, faith in God, the angels, whatever you believe in. And again, I'm hearing like an ocean wave. Okay, not a tidal wave, nothing crazy. It feels like a smooth, calming wave, okay? Like the Gulf Coast or something. Okay?
Okay.
Sorry, that was my cell phone. So I hope that helps.
Anything in the live realm?
Okay, you know what? I don't mean to be rude, but I wish you had
okay.
asked me
That's
that
right.
first because I have other people waiting, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Oh, I can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Put you back in queue. Thank you. All righty. Well, you just keep getting them. They just keep trickling in for you, Pamela. I'll tell you what.
Okay, so you know what? Let's answer that question on meditation, okay?
All right.
And she brought it up because we were just talking about it, so I think it would be an appropriate time for it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay, let's see. Let's see if I can remember how that was phrased. There's a question on meditation. Person is, as I remember, they were having some maybe difficulties, like, you know, trying to connect with their guides. They're trying to connect, you know, get messages, you know, to see things during meditation. And specifically, it's like, you know, the meditation we were going through at the time the question came up was regarding the crystal cave. And this person just said, you know, I've never seen the crystal cave. How do I get there? What is it? You know, what do I do? And of course I was just, you know, I was going, well, imagine it. That's what I do. It's like, you know, if I don't get something right away, it's like, you know, fake it till you make it. But it's like, I thought maybe you might have something more.
Right.
Or,
and,
whatever.
Okay. And you know, and there's a couple of things that I got when you were saying that. First of all, I remember I got that the person's trying too hard. I remember when I took this past life regression class and I just wanted a past life so bad. And I didn't get much, okay, because I was trying too hard. So you got to let go. Then I actually taught a past life regression class where, you know, I said, okay, you can either take a tunnel or, you know, or a bridge, right? And this one woman responded afterwards. She couldn't make up her mind which one to take, all right? Doesn't matter. If you can't go into a crystal cave and if you just want to plop down where you are, walk into a garden, that's what counts. You know, just kind of go with it. And, you know, if you're having trouble in meditation, reaching to your guides, the other thing you can do, you know, because, again, I feel like this person is so excited because I understand that feeling, so excited. When am I going to talk to my guide? Sometimes just, you know, ask for, like, a message or have them show you a sign. It could come as a feather or whatever. Or you might, you know, just be walking down the street and all of a sudden you get a message, okay? But it will come. You know, it's funny, I'm hearing, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And really, it doesn't matter the crystal cave, the bridge, the book. What matters is that you get it, you know, and it will come in time. Just a little patience.
Okay, so. Sounds good. I'm hoping that answers that question there. It's like, you know, I can say truthfully and honestly that even though I've been attempting meditation for years, and it's like I either go to sleep or I don't get all the way in. And if I get all the way in, I don't remember what happened when I come out. So I'm still working at meditation.
Right. And you know, I do more, quite honestly, I do meditate here and there. And it can be difficult with two kitties because that's the time they, oh, she's sitting. Let me go lay on her, you know, or whatever. But,
right.
She's
drawing energy. She's doing that energy thing. We're going to go help and, you know, purr.
Right,
and, yeah.
Right. Because for me, sometimes the tub works better because they're not going to join me there. They might, like, sit at, they might look in or whatever, or, like, Merlin will sit on the end. But, you know, or just sit there and visualize listening to pretty music, you know, writing. That can help. Or even walking. There's different forms of meditation. Yeah. And just keep doing it. That's all.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I did have more success with is like back in the days when we had cassette tapes. I actually made myself tapes of things that I was wanting to do and wanting to meditate with, and I would go, you know, put on the earphones and, like, you know, walk around the park. So I was doing what I call the walking meditation. It's like I'd breathe and focus, and it's like, and of course, we live in a college town, so I didn't stick out nearly as much as I do out here in Farmville, USA. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, there's many different forms, you know, even just following your breath, you know, and you know, for that person, they'll make contact. It just takes a little time, you know. I'm guilty of it. I just went out and bought this wire jig where you can like make wire jewelry. I can do it a little bit hand, but this is going to be so it's more evenly shaped if I want to make earrings. And I was getting so frustrated last night, and I was like, you know what? Give yourself a break. This is the first time you ever did it. You got to practice. I wanted to do it perfect the first time because, you know, I'm a human and I want to be perfect, you know. And it's like, you got to chill. And, you know, you didn't, when you made other wire jewelry, you know, it didn't, you didn't, weren't perfect. And because you've done it a lot, now you're better. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That my stepmom just left me the longest message. Oh, boy. When the phone rang from the other person. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah, so I look forward to you there, don't you? Alrighty. Okay, we'll take our another caller here. This one is area code 617617. You are on with us.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good, good. Is this Catherine?
Yes, I got a cold. Excuse me. Yes, it's me.
Okay, no, well, even with your cold, I recognized your voice.
Thank
How can
you.
I help you?
My daughter, she got herself into trouble down in Georgia. Do you see me? I have to go down there.
Down in Georgia, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting she wants you to bail her out. I don't know if it's actually bailing her out, you know, but she wants you to come down there, and she wants you to hold her hand, honestly. That's what I'm getting. Okay, and I know I'm feeling you resistant to it, but I do feel that it would be good that if you did that. Okay.
If I did go.
Yeah, and again, I'm feeling you resisting it, but I do feel that she does need you. Okay. And quite honestly, I feel like she needs a big kick in the butt.
Yeah, she do. Okay. She needs that. You definitely right about that one.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like, I don't know how else to say it, and I don't mean to guilt you or anything, but, you know, it's part of your motherly doing, okay? You know, mother
right.
responsibilities. And I'm actually getting a vision of myself, and it was kind of weird when I get visions of myself cleaning out my kitty's litter box. Okay? I mean, do you think I really want to do that every day, scoop out the poop, okay? And
okay.
Kind of like that's kind of what you're doing. You're scooping up your daughter's poop in a sense, you know? But I do feel like she does need you, okay?
So you do see me going?
You know, obviously you have free will, but I'm seeing you really being pushed to go. Okay,
yeah, because a baby involved and everything, her little baby,
yeah.
She has
yeah.
So I guess,
yeah.
How are we going? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I was
yeah,
sure should I need to go because, you know, I'm in Boston, she's in Georgia, and that's far away. And I'm like, that's
right.
Why I call and make sure.
Okay, they're saying to, I don't know, there's an old commercial, take the train to the plane, so maybe you can take public transportation, and if it's cheaper, you know, I don't know. Okay?
Take the train instead of the plane. Yeah, that's what my husband wanted me to do, take the train or either the bus. He don't want me to get on the plane either.
Yeah, and it's funny because you can't really take the train to the plane, you know, from, well, you could, I guess, from Boston to Georgia, but I'm just getting public transportation. And I'm also getting, it will give you some time to think, and honestly, it will get you away from, you know, the day-to-day living. I feel like it will give you some serenity to have a little time to yourself.
That's what my husband said, too.
There you go. Well, you know what? God, just listen to your husband. Why are you calling me?
I wanted to make sure.
You wanted validation. Yeah.
That's right.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, I don't know if you remember that song, My Baby Takes the Morning Train. Like,
Kelly, you've been around me too long. I am really rubbing off on you.
Maybe your guys are just playing with my guys and they haven't fun. You should have seen the poetry moment I had last night.
You know, I wonder what our guides do say to each other. That would be interesting. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, they talk to each other. They have to. That would be interesting.
Exactly.
That would be a really interesting conversation. Yeah, that would be a really cool, like, short story or book, you know? That would be neat.
Hmm.
You know, what did your guides say to your other guide?
What did you have to the other guide? As a guide turns. I read somewhere, it's like, I can't remember, it's been a long time ago, it's like everything I've, you know, committed to memory, but maybe it was something like The Journey of the Soul, or Destiny of the Soul, or something like that. I think it might have been Michael Newton's book, something like that, but somebody, you know, along in that era was talking about how when, you know, like one group of angels, like they're trying to get two young people to get together, you know, to get married. And they said, literally, it's like they chase them around like with butterfly nets to try to, you know, orchestrate things to get them to meet, you know, if there's specific things that they're supposed to do to bring in, you know, the other souls as the babies and this and the other. It was hilarious the way he was describing it. I was like, going, that sounds really, you know, like a butterfly hunting expedition. Cool. To round them up and corral them like kind of corral grasshoppers, you know.
Yeah, but no, it's so true. Like people, you know, people think that I have all the answers, but, you know, or the angels and guides, but, you know, you have your blueprint in life, but you also have your free will, so you can kind of follow the blueprint or you can get way off track, and that's probably what it is. Like, you know, I can see that. It, you know, must be very frustrating. I kind of see it sometimes as a chessboard instead of the butterfly net, but yeah. They're like, come on, go over here. No, don't go in the store. Now you're going to miss them, you know. Don't go home.
Yep.
We want you to go to that coffee shop. We've been pushing you, you know, because all of a sudden you're like, wow, I could go for, you know, coffee colada or frappuccino. Nah, I don't need that. I'll just go home, you know.
Yes, I've heard those. Like, in order to meet people, you have to get out. You know, the first door is always the hardest. It's your own fault. You have to walk out because chances are that your ideal match isn't going to be the mailman, the UPS man, or the FedEx man.
Right. That's true.
Oh, goodness. All righty. And here's another one from ID code 928. 928, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling?
Alfina.
Alfina. Okay. And how can I help you today, huh?
What's the destiny card reading?
Okay. That would be Kelly. Kelly, you do that, right? With the... Okay.
Could I get, like, a love reading with that or, like, no?
Well, you know what, Kelly? I don't know. Can you give her some kind of love reading with that?
I was gonna say I can. It's like what I'd like to have you do if you're willing to spend the time here is
go ahead and let Pamela do what she does first, and it's like, and I'll come in at the end, because this is kind of Pamela's time, you know, type of stuff. It's like I'm very willing to do that. I got my stuff. Go ahead and let Pam read you first, and then I will, if you'll tell me what your birth date is, just your like your month and day, and then what your current age is, I will look some stuff up for you.
December 8, 1987. I am 25.
December 8.
You're just a baby. You're just a baby. Okay. All right. And it's funny what I'm getting. Okay. And I'm feeling. And you know, you have to remember, timing isn't always perfect. But I'm getting, at least by the time you're 32, married with children. Okay. That's what I'm getting. The other thing I'm getting is that there will be, all right, this confirms it, because I got three choices, and then I saw, and you're probably too young for this, but there used to be like the dating game, all right, and a woman was on one side, and then there was a wall, and then there were three guys on the other, you know, bachelor number one, bachelor number two, bachelor number three. So I feel like you're going to have three choices, all right? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but what I'm getting is the oddball one, okay? And I don't think he's ugly or he's weird or anything. He just kind of stands out more, all right? He's unique. That's what I'm getting.
Who is that?
The one that you're going to marry is, they're calling him the oddball one. I'm sorry. But I don't feel like it's a bad oddball, okay? I don't feel like he's ugly. I don't feel like he's a bad dresser. I don't feel like he's weird. I just feel like it's more like he's unique and different from mm-hmm. other people. But that's what makes him so great, okay? The other
okay.
thing I'm getting is you will never be bored. And I do see that he likes sports. Okay, and a very playful attitude and playing with your children, okay,
like
which is good.
Sports?
Yeah, like sports. And
I never really was into people that were, like, into sports, so.
Okay, well, that, all right, well, then that might be why he's an oddball to you, okay? But I'm seeing, like, he likes to play with his children, like giving them, like, you know, piggyback rides, and he feels like a lot of fun, okay? And they're saying, don't judge a book by the cover. Because, again, I just, you know, they're saying when destiny calls. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you don't like what I'm giving you, but that's what I'm getting. Kelly, do you have anything
to
add to that?
Yeah, there's free will, too, so.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Kelly?
Yeah.
Do you have anything
okay.
to add?
Yeah, probably a whole bunch there. Let's see. What I'm going to ask you real quick, Would you be willing to hang online for a little bit? It's like I'm working just a little bit of stuff because there's, you know, there's a bit to do. We've got one other caller, and if I could have Pamela take our other caller, and then if I can just put you back in the queue and come back to you, can I do that?
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Okay, we'll be back to you, so hang in there. All right, and we got one more here from area code 303. There we go, if we can blog her on, all right.
Hello.
You're on.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Randy.
Hi. And Randy, with an R or Brandy?
Yes, with an R.
Okay. All right. And how can I help you, Randy?
Okay, it's a little bit of a weird question because
okay.
I had called somebody else, and they said they saw someone shady around me and assigning papers, and then my husband and I were supposed to sign up with this financial guy, but my husband's always networking with people. And my husband's, like, a little upset that I don't want to work with this guy. So I just wanted to double-check.
I'm getting to
you're seeing somebody.
I'm getting to trust your intuition, okay? All right, that's what I'm getting, is to trust your intuition. If something is saying something's off, then trust that, okay?
See, I didn't know. I didn't know. I don't know. Now I don't
okay.
know, because I didn't even know something was shady.
Okay.
And now I'm not, like...
All right, the other thing I'm getting is to interview some people, okay? You don't have to go with the first person. Interview, okay?
Okay.
Then you can get a feel. Okay, what they're saying is it's like house shopping, and I'm seeing somebody walk into, like, an empty house. And, you know, when you're looking for a place to live or a home to buy, you
mm-hmm.
can you get the feel of the place.
Okay.
All right, so So I'm getting, that's why they're saying to shop.
That's what my husband's saying, but he's like, why don't you meet him and make a decision? And I'm like, well, Bernie Madoff had all these famous people sign up with him. I'm like,
right.
they didn't guess that he was like, you know, with a
right, but I'm getting to like, yeah, I'm getting to look at least 2 to 4, okay, 2 to 4 people. Yeah,
okay.
Just they're funny. Now I'm hearing Smokey Robinson, you better shop around, okay, because this isn't like you're going to go and try pizza, okay? This is something
right.
that's pretty important. So you
right.
don't have to make the first decision. It's not your husband's decision. It's both your decisions.
Okay.
You know, just like it's very rare that you would walk into a house that you like and say, oh, I love it. I want it. That doesn't happen
mm-hmm.
too often. Okay. Usually
okay.
you need to look around a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
You'll make the right decision. And the other thing I'm just getting is, they're so funny. I'm hearing Lionel Richie. Oh, what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. So, again, trust your feeling, okay? I'm getting that you're very clairsentient, you know, feeling-oriented. Like, you feel. You know.
That's right.
Nothing's
yeah.
off, okay? So trust
mm-hmm.
that feeling, okay? And, again, they're singing Oh, What a Feeling by Lionel Richie, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
Kelly, awesome. You ready for the other lady?
Yes, I am. Let's see, I'm waiting
okay.
for the firefox chasing his tail here. There we go. Okay. All right, my dear, coming back to you here. Okay. What I've got here is there's some things if you got. I should have told you to get paper and pencil here real quick. Of course, well, you can always go back to archives, okay, with this. The rest of your year kind of looks like this. You're right. You're in your Jupiter time frame right now. Each of the planetary times last for like 52 days. That started May 14th for you, and it will go till July 5th. Your Saturn time frame is going to start July 5th and will go to August 26th. Your Uranus time frame will go from August 26th to October 17th. Your Neptune time frame will go from October 17th until your birthday again. In those time frames, you've got, I'm just going to go ahead and give you the cards, and then I'll go back through what they are here. In the Jupiter time frame, you have a 10 of spades and a 6 of diamonds. In your Saturn, you have a 3 of spades and a 9 of spades. The Uranus time frame, you have a 4 of diamonds and 8 of spades. I'll say the 4s and 8s are always really good. Those are like power cards for stability. Neptune time, you also have a 4 of diamonds. Now, what's interesting is your long range card, which impacts your whole year, is actually 5 of hearts. And that's where I'm going to start, because this year, and your personal year is from the time of your birth, from birthday to birthday. So it's like everybody has, their own personal year, so to speak, in this. But it's going to be a year of many changes of the heart for you. Now, if you're not already in a relationship, it could be, somebody could be, separated, divorced. That would just take a lot of, the person's time or energy. But also it could be a year when you're just restless emotionally. And you want to break out of a current relationship, or you want to explore new ones, or just a lot of restlessness on the side. It might involve travel, which could take you far away from, loved ones or your families, or ones at different times of the year. Or one last possible occurrence under this one, because this is all the probabilities, is that of moving to a new home. A lot of times you have a geographic relocation of when there's a five present. At the same time, you're going to find that you're really kind of seeking many new emotional experiences, and that you may be meeting new people as you progress, and there's just likely to be a basic change in the way you view relationships, marriage, friendships. It's really a year of transition for you from one way of being in a relationship to another, and it really deserves to be acknowledged as being kind of the place where your path is leading you. The keywords with things I see, these are the things you'll get a postcard or a 3x5 index card, and just write down, because this is pretty year. It's a year of changes in affection, travel, or one of meeting many new people. There might be a major focus either on having some kind of split, with somebody, whether, relationship. If you're not in a love relationship, it could be seeing, places where it's like in trouble with the family or, or geographically, just moving to a new home. But there's a lot of restlessness with the five, and the five is actually called the divorce card. It's really in this particular deck. Let's see here. On the flip side, you've got a lot of your Jupiter time frame is a time when
you really, it's like your blessed time of the year. It's like it's the time that, you know, your most the easiest time of the year. I'll put it that way. There we go. And just a lot of things come in, you know, come in and they'll come in easy. What's nice is you've got that 10 spades that's there, and the 10 is really a, you know, is a powerful card. It's one of the most powerful indicators of success in work and in money enterprises. It's basically the expansion of business and dealings with powerful money people. Money might come through travel, but honesty and integrity is really important, and it'll pay off in a big way. And think big, all caps, think big now. It's really a time for you to expand your operations into what they could be, whether it's politics, religion, working with the public, you know, those are all well-favored. But you can flourish in any other type of work as well. And, of course, we always have free will. The other part of that that's, that you're in right now is a six of diamonds. And that six of diamonds, a lot of times those are what they call static conditions. They're really not a lot changes. As peace at work, financial responsibility, you know, karma, discovering your special purpose in life, you might receive payments owed to you by others that is going to contribute to your financial success. You need to, you know, allow yourself to receive. I know we're always taught, you know, it's more blessed to give than receive, but, you know, and think of a ball game. If you're playing ball with somebody and somebody throws a ball to you, you know, like they're going to give you something, if you don't catch it, you didn't receive it, and vice versa. You can't play ball without, you know, there being a giver and a receiver. So it's like be sure to receive as well as you want to give. At the same time, your best success really comes from remaining constant and just being open to compromise, adjustments kind of within the context of your existing, you know, business agreement. Avoid speculation and gambling during this period. But just keep giving to others and watch the returns keep coming in for you. Wow. A lot of this is more, it's kind of going, well, it's like, you know, she's looking for romance. I'm like, well, you know, there's not a lot of hearts. I mean, that's, you know, that's usually the hearts that are romance and stuff. She's got space. I mean, she's got, you know, she's got more space, which is like in a work and career, that's a Saturn, that three and that nine. Now, the three talks about changes. It's very changeable. And the nine, of course, is, you know, tying up loose ends, that kind of stuff. Uranus is kind of the, I'm just going to, you know, going quickly through these here, is the time when it's unexpected. Think of Uranus as the double lightning bolt. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But because you've got that really strong four there that's stable, and you've got that eight there as a power card, I'm going to say whatever's coming is going to be a really good surprise. Even in the Neptune period, you've got that four of diamonds, which is the period like right before your birthday, and it's like it can be a dreamy time. It can be a time when, you know, you really kind of like, you know, you see things with rose-colored glasses, put it that way. But it's a good card for money. It indicates money made related to travel or foreign interests, care of others, or some secret way. In that sense, you're kind of protected in all your business dealings. And, again, that's not going to be until Neptune starts, like, in October. But it's a card of satisfaction and financial affairs, one you can really take time to enjoy the fruits of your labor. The only other a real heart card that you have have this year, you've got the King of Hearts, which is really good because, I mean, that is, it's the top of the suit there. It's the master of your emotions, that kind of stuff. And that is in the Environment card. The Environment display, the Environment card is one of the yearly cards. It could just be a really good year for personal relationships, as you know, as well as for mastering your own emotions. You've really got considerable charm. You've got mastery with people. It can be applied in many ways for greater success. It's also called the Father card, you know, but that's not really going to apply so much to you. For women, it could indicate, you know, the ideal person coming into your life, one that has many good things to share with you. So I'd say if you haven't met this person yet, because of that card placement where it is, there is a very good chance that between now and before, you know, your next birthday, in the next 6 months, somebody's going to be coming in. Not sure exactly where. It's like, so I was hoping maybe someone could shed some light on that. But, you know, I don't know that, you know, this is a real good, you know, the exact time, date, whatever, unless somebody gives you that. Because I've seen too many people, if they are actually told the time and date they would meet somebody, they will shoot themselves in the foot with that and go, I changed my mind. I don't want to go meet them. You know, and then you would miss the relationship with life. So sometimes you keep things a secret just because they don't want you to get in your own way. So. Does that help at all?
Yes, and I think I've already met that person right now. It's just, like, compromises is what I'm trying to do.
Ah, okay. You know, it's kind of a pretty ugly duckling that's going to turn into a swan. That's cool.
Okay, thank you so much.
You betcha. Get them calls back and let us know how it goes. We like to hear the swan stories. Oh, goodness. Oh, whoops, and I know what else I was going to tell her. I knew there's one other thing there. It's like 25. Just on the kind of the physical level, it's at the age of 25 is where a part of your brain matures that the insurance companies recognize this, you know, long before we ever did, because it's a time when people, I'm serious, when people's risk-taking factors go down, that's why they drop your insurance when you're 25. But science caught up with it, and they said there's actually a part of your brain that does not mature and fully until you're 25 years old. That's why, you know, you start all of a sudden, you know, you quit hang gliding or jumping off a cliff to doing, you know, those silly things you used to do as a kid. So anyway, so it's actually a really good time. You're past your, you know, your massive transition points, you know, between 18 and 22, you have the biggest personality changes, which is, you know, a lot of times why younger marriages, it's a lot harder, but you're fully mature, and it's like, yay, and you can go forth and go, yes, I know I'm going to make good decisions, so have fun with that.
Okay, thank you.
Call back and let us know. You bet.
Okay, I will.
Bye. All righty. Pamela, we got a little time for topic talk.
Yay. Well, that is a good thing. So that was very interesting, Kelly. You know?
Thank you.
It is. I got
to realizing that the other day. It's like I had to host for Angela was out and about, and Jethro and Kay went to, I think they went to a Fleetwood Mac concert, something like that. So I ended up
good for them.
With the, yeah, I never hosted with Georgia before, and that was a hoot. And it's like, and she put me on the spotlight, and I was like, I was just thinking, oh, I'm going to just, you know, go host her, you know, this and that. It's like, she made me do readings. I was like, man, I forgot how fun this was on air.
Well, you should do readings.
I do a lot of that. I know.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what she wanted, and she obviously didn't want to hear from me, you know. And I just need to say to our listeners, you know, sometimes your, you know, potential mate is not going to be exactly as you want, but, you know, don't say no because they don't have every single quality you want, you know.
Right. I've gotten so good at making out my list. It's like, I want God, and it's like... I had a really fun one to say to me. He goes, because it was actually my angels. It's like, this is a while back, and I said, well, you know, you want Jesus Christ, but you're not Mother Teresa. I was fine. I can understand that one. Okay, kind of, yeah, I can live with that.
You know what? You need to read the book God on a Harley by Joan Brady.
God on a Harley.
Yeah, wow, by Joan Brady. It's a small book, and in it, you know, she meets God, okay, who's on a Harley,
wow,
who's not perfect, and she falls in love with God, okay? And it's a really wild story, okay? I mean, it's obviously fiction,
right,
and it's, you know, it's taking place on the Jersey Shore because I think Joan Brady grew up there. But it also has a lot of philosophical and spiritual principles to it, and it's a really small book. It's not really long, and because, you know, sometimes when you just read like spiritual books, they get a little boring, and this one isn't, because it also has a story with it. I personally like story, but it also has spiritual principles that teach you, and that's exactly what this book does. So, you know, if you want to marry God, I would suggest you read this book.
Sounds good.
No, because I do feel like there's someone coming into your life. And the one thing about, you know, the person who comes into most of our lives, it's not exactly what we expect it to. You know, I always thought that I had to be with somebody who was really spiritual and who was into, like, similar things that I am. And that's not the case.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
I've actually dated men who were really spiritual and kind of did the same things I did, who had a lot of emotional growth that they needed to work on,
you know.
And so, yeah, so we had some issues that way. So, you know.
Wow.
So you never know. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and yes, you can even find love in Idaho. So, in the farmland.
Well, I was going to say, what's really interesting, I never know whether to call them dreams or visions, because I never am quite sure what frame of mind or state of mind I'm in, but it's like, you know, it's like at night sometimes I sleep and sometimes I sleep really lightly. So I've actually met this, I met this person last summer, okay, and I didn't meet him in the corporeal world. I, you know, met him, he came out here, and it's like he was hanging out with us in Idaho. And it's like, and I got real sad because the last time I saw him was like in August. And it was like, he gave me a kiss on the forehead goodbye, and he was like, I've got to go for right now, but I'll be back. And I was like going, can you tell me when? But, mm-hmm. I mean, he was like, I'm serious. This guy's like, you know, 6'4", 6'5". He's got chestnut red hair or like auburn hair or whatever like my grandmother did. And just, I mean, I could, if I was a better artist, I could probably draw a picture of him. That's like, so I've, you know, and I've been kind of, I don't know whether it's visualizing or just, you know, I've been trying real hard to not pull him back in before he's ready, because it was, you know, it was a case of there was like something he had to go handle. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm patient, because I know this person's also, you know, human, so they're aware of the time flow and whatever. So it's like, yeah, I'm just kind of hanging, you know, I'm just kind of hanging. And, you know, okay, what I tell everybody else is like, you know, when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot around a tire and have a tire swing. So you're not just hanging on for dear life. You're at least swinging and having some fun at the end of your rope.
Right. But, you know, but that's a good point, because, you know, it's the timing. And, I mean, a lot of people want it right now, right this minute. And that's when you get into bad relationships. You know,
right.
Because there's the, like, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be alone, you know. And quite honestly, I used to say that I'd rather stay home on a Saturday night and clip my toenails, okay, than be out on a bad date. You know, honestly, I think that comes with age, you know. I don't know. But it's so true.
A lot of bad dates. A lot of frogs.
I've had my experiences, yes, you know, so, yeah, and but that's a good thing, to be comfortable with who you are, you know, and that's what happened to me. I became comfortable with who I am, and that does happen with age, because we all just, you know, I'm hearing the Queen song, give me somebody to love, find me. We all want somebody to love, but you want to love the right person. That's really important. That's very important. You know, and
somebody who grows old with you.
Right,
you know? It's like instead of growing, you know, because there's always growth. I mean, it's like I've heard this so much as, you know, make a friend of change, because it's the only thing that's constant. And yet, you know, when you go through the changes and this, that, and the other, it's like you want to make sure that the person is going to grow in the same direction that you do. Because so many times, you know, I used to be in, you know, past, it wasn't, say, I was about to say centuries there, but, you know, in past years, like, you know, the past in the 19, probably my parents' era, you know, people would come together, but then through the years, it's like, you know, he was working, she was, you know, doing stuff at home with the kids and running around doing the PTA stuff, and they gradually would grow apart. And so they'd, you know, stay together for the kids' sake, blah, 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 because, you know, it wasn't acceptable to, you know, be divorced, you know, in that day and age. And then, you know, quietly, you know, basically the demise of the relationship would occur. And then sooner or later, after, you know, instead of celebrating 25, you know, 25th anniversary, it's like anniversary 26, they got divorced, you know, stuff like that. It was just, they were just hanging together, you know, in kind of a place and space where they had grown apart. And it's like, and that's really kind of sad. And it's like, I don't want to do that. I mean, I saw that kind of sort of, you know, happen with my mom and dad. It's like, when he retired, all of a sudden he was hanging over my mother's shoulder telling her how to wash dishes.
Oh, God.
She about slugged him. She informed him he needed to go someplace else and get a hobby and get a wife or something.
Right. Don't tell somebody how. I don't think the only way that I think would be the wrong way to wash dishes is in cold water, you know, and using just your hands, you know. I mean, really, how can you mess up washing dishes, you know?
I don't know. Her point was she'd been washing dishes just fine without him for years.
Right, and he used the dishes.
Find something else to do.
Yeah, either that or do. You know, I would have been like, okay, then you do them, and I would have walked away.
Exactly.
You know,
I turn this over to you, honey. There you go.
That's funny.
I don't know. You were a pair. I'll give him that. It's like, Cancer and Virgo, in some ways, and you know, card-wise, it was so funny because I did. I did all the cards on my family and stuff. My mother was a six of clubs, and my dad was a five of clubs. So when you have two cards that are adjacent like that, they do, the person who is in the higher, you know, the higher card position is the, quote, leader of the relationship. So my mother, I watched her for years. I admired her because I knew I would never, ever, ever in a million years be able to do what she did to handle my dad. She would drop hints, like, you know, like Hansel and Gretel, like, you know, doing the, imagine them, you know, dropping the breadcrumb trail, right, so they can follow it back. It's like she would drop the breadcrumbs until my dad came up with a marvelous idea. You know, think of if you saw my big fat Greek wedding.
Right.
She had
right.
a lot more patience. I'm like, oh my God. You know, and then she would praise him for coming up with this wonderful, oh, don't you think that's what? Listen to this. It's like, oh, your dad came up with this wonderful idea. I'm like, oh God. I tell her on the side, Mother, I love you dearly. I'll never be able to do that. And the irony was, I married someone who was a lot like my mother. My husband and my mother hit it off really, really well. It's like they were, I won't say, you know, two peas in a pod, but it's like they had so many similar interests. It's like they both like Louis L'Amour books. I mean, they could, you know, they would sit and talk, and it's like my dad was kind of like the third wheel out. He didn't quite know what to do. My mother was delighted because she had a new buddy.
That's funny, and you're like, oh, no, I'm marrying my mother.
No, it was great because my mother was a great, I mean, she was a tolerant one. She was a school teacher, you know, okay. She was a, well, that was something else. It's, my sister taught me this, actually, is that, you know, before you jump into a relationship with someone is, or before you get married, let me qualify that. Before you get married to someone, meet the parents, meet the future in-laws. And I've had enough doings with my own little in-law moment here that I highly recommend this because, you know, as people get older, they tend to become more like their parents. And they're going to be not become clones or anything like that, but you're going to take on more of the personality traits of your parents. It's like, you know, because, you know, you hear people say, I've become my mother, I've become my dad, you know, stuff like that. So really and truly, if you meet the person's parents and you kind of like are not real thrilled with them or don't think you're going to get along with them, you need to take a really hard look at, you know, what am I, you know, this is the type of person I'm you know, potentially going to be married to in, like, you know, 25 years. Do I like what I see? Can I live with this? You know, do I like the family? You know, or is this going to be a stress? You know, and it's like it's a lot to say for arranged marriages. I've been contemplating reinstituting that.
No. No. Because if you're arranged with somebody who makes your skin crawl, that's not good either. So.
Oh God, no.
Yeah. But you know, but your lucky son-in-law. Hopefully, your daughter becomes more and more like you. I'm kidding. You just got it.
I still have that visual that you gave me last summer with the whip and the chair and the lion tamer bit, and I still laugh.
God, I don't even.
That's what's hysterical.
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember giving you that. That's funny. So I
know
think we're at the yeah. I think we're at the end of the hour. Are we at the end of
yes,
the hour?
Yes, ma'am. We are. Oh, yes, ma'am. We are.
Yeah, my stomach's growling, and I need to listen to that probably 15-minute message that my stepmom left me. Well, hopefully everything's okay. I'm sure everything's okay. She would have kept calling back again and again. See, we all have, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, there's always, you know, something with family, right?
Always family to deal with, yes. I mean, the positive thing is my two younger ones at home are getting a good eyeful of what works, what doesn't work. I'm going, if you don't marry somebody who gets along with the family, I'll hurt you. They're like, we'll find somebody, Mom. We're going to make sure they fit in with it. Good. Thank you. It'll be delightful.
Right.
Make sure they at least like me for more than 5 minutes, you know?
Right. Well, you never know. Right. You never know. He could grow to like you. My sister's mother-in-law did not like her. It took many years. It took probably like 15 years or more, but she does like her now. Because she's one of the only daughter-in-laws that's still married to her son. Two of her sons have gone through divorces. So, you know, I think
she's
appreciating my sister more. Yeah. So you never know what the future holds. You guys could become best buddies. He could get struck by lightning and go through a total. I'm kidding. Cancel that. Cancel that. That was not very nice. Cancel
nope.
that. I'm so sorry.
I was actually thinking more of a can opener and a crowbar. You know, it's like a little around the storm, little light, and you let the sunshine.
Well, you know what? If we're praying for like the you know leaders of countries and of big companies that dump all kinds of pollution into
stuff.
The world, why not? Yeah, why not pray for like the son-in-laws and the mother-in-laws that need to become enlightened too? May we all become enlightened. How's that?
I was going to say, we all need to be on a higher vibration. It's like, and I'm keeping this in mind as we're going through one of these little speed bumps in the road because I'm going to toddle a little bit because my daughter will never listen to this, and I know my son-in-law won't, so I can snitch a little bit, is that, you know, he does a lot of stuff based on, this is the way my family did it, and this is the right way to do it. And Jasmine's kind of looking at him like, this is not the way my family did it. And it's like, we need to look at something a little different. But it's ironic because he is like, what is it? She's born on the 14th of the month. He's born on the 18th. I mean, there's, you know, literally like, you know, four or five days between them, same year and everything. So they're alike, but it's like she's an eight of diamonds to his three of diamonds. He's a lot more changeable. She's the power card. I can tell you eventually what's going to come down on this. Because I looked in that love and relationship book and I went, yeah, she'll put up this for a while. And then she's an Aries. They're both Aries, and they're going to big this, you know what ramps do? There's going to be a big head bash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. But it's all
lessons.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Just because, you know, just because your family did it a certain way doesn't mean that it's right. You know, sometimes
exactly.
Sometimes you really, you know, it's like, you know, cutting the chain, you know, of
right.
dysfunction because it's been
yeah.
passed on for generations. Anyhow, my stomach's growling. I need to get it. Yeah, it's like a late lunch because I had a late breakfast, so I'm starving.
Ooh, yeah, you're way past brunch. It's like what is it, Linner or Lupper
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, it's getting close to an early dinner. So
there you go. All righty, well, we'll talk with you again.
All right, take care. Bye,
Tuesday.
Everybody.
Oh,
see
and
next
tonight,
Tuesday.
And remember, tonight is 8 o'clock. She's on here, and the phone number is, wait a minute, let's see, I remember the 646.
478. Here, I got it. 646-478-0020, the Love Channel Show.
There we go. And she's going to have Janae Beckerman from Alabama or Arkansas?
Arkansas.
There we go. All righty. So then they're talking topic tonight. And that's what you guys actually do for the Hazy Radio Show, which airs on Friday. So Thursday. Oh, it's Thursdays. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. That's good to know. And one of these times I would like to get, you know, if you have a picture of the cover of your book, if you could, like, you know, so we could, like, you know, post that. It's like I've been thinking that for the past several weeks, and it's like I always forget to ask you that, so make a note.
Yeah, I will. I think I have two email addresses for you, so I'm gonna write that down right now because I will forget.
I was gonna say yeah, the cards one, not the coffee. It's like I've got to tell them the coffee one is like I never check, so it's like I really need to do something with that because I kind of sort of dismantled it. So, yeah, I just have the KC cards, KCCARDZ.
Okay,
so definitely,
great.
And we'll get that posted up for you. All right, we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, let's see. You're sticking around to clean up room and listen to your reading again. Awesome. Okay. Well, and what I'm doing this afternoon here is I talk this over with our captain of the ship and with Jethro. And I get to be on after Pamela for about the next half hour. Right now we're about 24 minutes left here. And it's just to do, if anybody wants, you know, like a quick birth card reading, you know, because, I mean, a full birth card reading really and truly takes about an hour. So it's like they're not real suitable to be done on air. It's like, you know, I've done what I do with them. I just give people, you know, like a quick, you know, here's a thumbnail sketch, you know, here's kind of what you are, here's what, you know, might be happening, this and that. But really and truly to get, you know, a full reading, it does take about an hour. So
for the moment. Let's see. We've got do have a caller in queue. It's like I know I talked to her. It's like I might pick her up and talk to her again here in a little bit. One of the things I wanted to talk about also, though, was moon sign stuff. And since I know it's getting to be summertime, it's getting to be the growing season, that kind of stuff. This is gardening, and it's Llewellyn's, it's the 2013 moon sign book. It's Conscious Living by the Cycles of the Moon. And where we're at this week, from June 9th to June 15th, they always have a quote. This one is by Heber C. Kimball. The earth is alive. If it was not, it could not produce. So what we have happening for June 9th, 10th, and 11th, and actually until June 12th, but it's like almost to 1 a.m. in the morning, so I don't think anybody's going to be planting their gardens, you know, at 1 a.m. in the morning. So basically June 9th through, well, that would be today. It's the first quarter. The sign is Cancer. And for the activities for garden planting would be plant grains, leafy annuals, fertilize chemically if you're going to do that or not, graft or bud plants, irrigate, and it's time to trim to increase growth. Because many plants need a lot of sun to flourish. That means you get a lot of sun as you work on them. You probably wear a hat to keep the sun off your face, but what about your arms and legs? We wear long sleeves in the summertime. Consider using a daily lotion with SPF protection to keep skin looking and feeling its best. Use a lotion with wide-spectrum protection against UVA and UVB rays and apply it to your arms and legs before heading outside. And don't forget your nose and the top of your ears and the chin and the back of your neck, because we all have that moment. I've seen my children get some nasty burns playing ball because we weren't thinking about what time of the day it was. And let's see, because I know I'm not going to be on air here until this, I'm going to go ahead and go forward with June 16th to 22nd. Now, there's Agatha Christie's Miss Marple says, after all, a weed is just a plant in a place you don't want it to be. So picking up there, June 16th, the quarter, the moon is in the second quarter in Libra, and that activity is from June 16th, 17th, June 16th at 9:19 p.m. There we go. And this is Eastern Standard Time, to June 19th at, again, 2:38 a.m. So, yeah, functionally you'd say, okay, that would be the 17th and the 18th. Okay, it's in Libra. Plant annuals for fragrance and beauty, trim to increase growth. And then June 19th and 20th. Yeah, because it goes out the 21st at like 4:30 in the morning. It's going to be in the second quarter again, and sign is Scorpio. So your activity there would be planting grains, leafy annuals, fertilizing, again, chemical. I guess they haven't heard of organic. Well, yes, they have heard of organic, but for those who want to chemically fertilize, graft or bud plants, irrigate, and trim to increase growth. Use herbs to brew a fantastic organic fertilizer. Loosely fill a bucket or larger container with chopped comfrey and stinging nettle leaves. Fill the container with water. Cover it with a lid. Let the container sit in sunlight for a week or so. Be careful when you take the cover off because the odor is not exactly pleasant. You now have a sun tea fertilizer filled with nutrients from the herbs. Use that fertilizer to water your herbs, veggies, fruits, and flowers. And this is from Betty in New York. Another hot tip we have, too, if you can get eggshells, one of the really cool things that you can do with kids or even for yourself, if you have an egg carton and, you know, you keep the half of the shells and you start those and you put just a little bit of dirt inside the bottom half of the eggshell. Eggshells are really good if you want to make another concoction for your plants. Sometimes we've tried it with houseplants, but it's a little bit strong. You can actually take eggshells, put them in a gallon of water, and again, same thing. You know, you kind of let them set there for about a week or so, and it leaches the calcium and some of the minerals out, so it kind of gives your plants a mineral bath also. And, of course, if any of you gardeners here want to chip in on this and, you know, you have questions, comments, or whatever, feel free to, call in. Put your 2 cents worth, because I'm saying this for, you know, a lot of people, just because we're getting into the summertime fun stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, let's see here. Oh, man, did I miss a week? Oh, I missed a week in there. How in the world did I do that? No, that was the 9th to the 15th. No, that's right. Okay, yep, nope, that is that one. Okay. Because the 15th takes us through Saturday. 9th, yeah, Sunday, and then the 16th was the, next week, 16th through the 22nd. Oh, some of the other stuff, activity-wise, there's
planting. They have regular planting guides in which you can, you know, what you can plant, what kind of like the plant companions, what their, you know, what their buddies are, and what you, you know, you do want to plant them with, what you do not want to plant them with. And like I say, I don't know how many either, you know, weekend gardeners or indoor gardeners we have, because there's stuff now you can do. You can do a lot of stuff with hydroponics. I know that's can be kind of an expensive thing, but we just have itty-bitty plants. Of course, I'm not really growing anything for food in the house here, but we have, like, spider plant. It's like an air cleanser. We have, like, a Christmas cactus. So we've got some of those kind of things. But if you have even a small patch of garden outside, things that you might plant. If you're planting beans, the companion plants for those might be tomatoes, carrots, cucumbers, garlic, cabbage, beets, and corn. You do not want to plant onions and gladiolas by your beans. So, you know, there's things that are good and things that are bad. There's also, I know there's some of the ones in here I'm going to have to go through an earmark where if you plant certain plants with other plants, it like inhibits the bugs from, you know, from attacking certain plants. For example, broccoli. The good things to plant with it is beans, celery, potatoes, and onions. But you do not want to plant broccoli with tomatoes. They might be good on the salad plate, but they don't grow well together. Cabbage, interestingly enough. Peppermint. The ones that do well with it is peppermint, sage, thyme, and tomatoes. So three of our spices. And you definitely do not want to have strawberries and grapes by your cabbages. Wow. Oh, interesting stuff. Okay. Ah, here we go. This is what I was looking for. Was the guide to planting as to when you actually is a good time to plant things. Well, if you're going to try to plant annuals, you do that in the first or second quarter. If you're going to plant apple trees, now I don't know of anybody that's ever really started apple trees from seed. Now, supposedly Johnny Appleseed did. So I guess it is entirely possible to start an apple tree from a seed, theoretically, because you got the apple and you got all the seeds, you know, in the center. But if you're going to do that, you plant that in the second or third quarter, and you plant it in the sign of Cancer, Pisces, or Virgo. Let's see, just kind of looking through. They have everything. They start alphabetically, you know, artichokes, asparagus, aster, barley, beans, beech trees, beets, biennials, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. And what I ought to do with this is just kind of ask you guys, you know, if you got specific questions and if you want to know something specific about a plant or, you know, what plant is good to plant with this one, you know, shoot me a quick email and say, hey, I had a question about this, you know, see what we can do. Because this is, like I say, this is what makes it cool to me is this gardening by the moon. And they're different from, there's like the Farmer's Almanac. The Farmer's Almanac is calculated differently. It's it's something with side real time, all this, that, and the other. But the Llewellyn's moon sign book is they've used the calculation so it's, you know, progressed and it's actual, it's on track. And they did this experiment with using, you know, one of the traditional almanacs and versus using the Llewellyn moon sign book. And what they discovered was the other one, the Farmer's Almanac, was almost like, you know, a day either be ahead or behind. And sometimes when they would plant things, when they'd say it was supposed to flourish, it would actually be the opposite, and it would be the sign that was barren and the plants would die. And they went through and they ran this, you know, I'll say double-blind experiment, you know, because the people who were the botanists and the, you know, herbalists and, you know, horticulturists and that kind of stuff, they had no idea why. You know, people wanted to, we'd like to, you know, see this plant here in this time. So they'd give them the schedule. So they'd, you know, they plant the stuff at this time and they let it grow for so long. And then these people would come out and they'd take pictures of it and say, okay, these, you know, the exact same thing planted this day, and these times. And it was just phenomenal because the pictures of them would show the plants that had been planted in the correct sign of the moon were actually, you know, sometimes 3 to 4, 5 or 6 inches taller than the plants that were planted in the barren sign. So there's something to it in the sense of, you know, scientific, you know, whatever. Not sure science has caught up with us that much. There's no real genuine explanation they have for that yet. I'm sure somebody's going to be clever and figure out what it is. So, anyway, okay. And thank you, Buffalo, for posting for me. Appreciate that. All right. Well, let's see. I think I must, since I've got time here, I'm going to
go back to our caller here with any other card questions. And it's like, because I know I did that kind of quick for you, and that's kind of why I was trying to put you off a little bit, because I knew I was going to have this half hour afterwards. So was there anything in particular that you had a question about?
Could you actually do compatibility between two people with those cards? Or
yes, if you have his birthday and if you have yours, it's like definitely we can look that up. What it does is it gives you like the karmic reasons, you know, you two might be together. It's like, you know, kind of the life pattern stuff. So if you know his birthday?
Yeah, April 16th.
April? 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how old is he?
He's 36.
36, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's like 11 years older.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. That's all right. Okay, and April 16th is, that's five of diamonds. Okay, five of diamonds compared with your 10 of clubs here. Okay, well, let's go take a look. First of all, we'll take a look at it both ways, because we'll look at it as how you see, you know, see it from the relationship from your point of view. Okay, so we'll start with you as the clubs, and how do you view him as that five of diamonds? The way you see in this relationship, okay, the first thing you have in common, the first karmic cards, is you have Pluto in the spiritual. If you write, you know, if you kind of go through and write these down and say Pluto in the spiritual, and it's going forward, you know, forward motion, and actually I'm going to click this down and write this down for myself too. Okay, so we have a PL, there we go. Pluto in the forward in the spiritual. Your second connection is Uranus in reverse. Pluto is can be power and control things, but it's also stuff brought forward from a previous life experience. Uranus is the card in the connection of that's the one that rules Aquarius, and it's about being really good friends. The third connection you have is Saturn, and that's in this life, and then you have a Neptune in the reverse in the spiritual, and the last one from your perspective is you have Saturn in reverse in the spiritual. And we'll kind of go through and look at those. The compatibility.
Is it bad when they're in reverse, or?
No. It's either a forward motion or reverse motion. It just means which direction the energy is flowing. Okay, for you, it's like it depends on whether you get that or he gets that. So okay, here, let's see. Like we have the I got to the Uranus part. Neptune. Am I too far with that? No, I think Pluto's on here. There we go. Okay, you are Pluto in the forward and the spiritual. Okay, so he is Pluto to you in the spiritual spread. And what it means is your partner challenges you to be more than you are and to grow new areas. There can be battles of the will, or it can be challenging in many ways. You've chosen him to help you transform yourself and grow and develop in new ways as you look to the past. On a personality level, this can often be difficult as your partner seems to be constantly be confronting you with areas where you're not strong yet. In other cases, it could seem as though he's, you know, constantly trying to control you. And connection implies that the two of you probably have been together in a previous life and you're here to complete some leftover business from that time. Some of that business can seem very challenging, especially if you're attempting to change them or, you know, make, you know, him conform to how you think they, you know, he should be. But if you take it with the right attitude, that relationship can be a springboard to a new life, literally, where you are more powerful and free from self-limiting beliefs and attitudes. In that light, you know, this person could be the most important one in your life. So the affirmation for that connection is, the partner's presence reminds me of those things that I most desire and want to change about myself. The attraction index is a 6, which is really high because it goes like, if you think of the thermometer, you know, there's a 0, and like, you know, 10 above and 10 below, whatever. So it's a 20-point spread, and the attraction for you is a 6, which is pretty high. The intensity index, though, also goes about the same way. The intensity is an 8. It can be really, really challenging because, you know, the intensity level is best if you're like at either a 0 and either, you know, like a positive 1, 2, or 3 or negative 1, 2, 3 either, because, you know, there's not a lot there. With that one, the overall compatibility index is actually negative 5. But, you know, that's not the end of the story.
as I say, it can be, you know, that person could be the most important one in your life in terms of, you know, you're gonna learn stuff, you're gonna transform. You know, you're really gonna transform, you know, sometimes in ways you'd never expect it. Okay, the Uranus in the reverse, and that's just in the life, and it's a you are Uranus to him in the life spread. As far as your partner is concerned, you want to have complete freedom to be yourself, and you expect them to give this freedom to you. However, from their point of view, he may experience this as you're being unpredictable or unreliable unless he's willing to let you come and go as you please. It's likely that you scare him or leave him feeling uncertain about your affection at times. However, that same influence could make you the very best of friends, provided that both of you are willing to have this much freedom in your relationship. The other connections between you will, you know, kind of help complete the story of being together and more fully explain how, you know, you handle that connection. The affirmation for that one is, my partner and I are friends in the truest sense of the word and allow each other the freedom to be ourselves. And there's, you're right in balance all the way across. The attraction is a zero, the intensity is a zero, the compatibility is a zero. So you're right there, you know, it's not 10 above, it's not 10 below, it's just like right in exactly in the middle of the scale there. Okay, the next one is a Saturn connection. Saturn connections are always the one that is the great teacher, and it's really going to teach you sometimes things you didn't want to know. in this case, you are Saturn to him in the life spread. You're a challenge. You're a challenging influence in your partner's life. It's likely that you're often judging him, pointing out areas where he needs improvement, or he sees you as restrictive or perhaps burdensome somehow. You might find that you naturally want to either criticize your partner or make suggestions about how he could improve his life or performance. But if you become overly critical, you're going to find him avoiding contact with you or opposing you. So your role as teacher must be handled carefully. Just how the connection affects your relationship is going to depend on what the other connections, again, you share, and the attitude, that's a big one, that's a free will, of your partner. If he accepts you as that teaching role in his life, the relationship is going to go a lot smoother. Otherwise, all your efforts to teach or help your partner is going to create more friction and animosity. So the affirmation for that one is, I am my partner's teacher and guide, and I use this power with love and understanding. So the overall attraction index there is actually -2. The intensity index, well, is a 9. And your compatibility index is a -3, which is really surprising. I mean, because overall, it's like, you know, you guys came out, it was like, it wasn't bad. So I'm like, well, you know, some of these is just, it's just really the energy and how it's handled. Maybe this is where we get some mitigating stuff here. The next one is a Neptune connection. Neptune is kind of the, you know, the dreamer, the dreamy planet. It's like, it can also be what they call the planet of illusion. You can, you want to make sure you don't have your rose-colored glasses on, because if you're having a great dream with the rose-colored glasses on, you might have a nightmare when they come off. Oh, let's see. And this is Neptune reversed in the spiritual. That means you are Neptune to him in the spiritual spread. And again, that indicates there's a past life there. That your partner feels a deep subconscious link with you. On many levels, you represent a dream come true for him. The same connection makes him a little liable to see you through rose-colored glasses and, you know, to protect their fantasies he's got about you. So while I can be very romantic and idealistic, you might get tired of playing out this fantasy role for him, which may not be the real you at all. So it's likely that the two of you, you know, share a deep spiritual connection, and this can be really good as long as it's not used to deceive or take advantage of one another. You especially know that you have kind of this, you know, mystical power, you know, over him. You know, he's got the love goggles on, okay. And you've got more responsibility, really, to be honest and truthful with him. So that connection can provide both of you with inspiration and direction to achieve some important and worthwhile goal connected with helping the world. If you take that connection of universal love and put it to good use, you know, you guys are going to go far with that. Now, the attraction index, okay, the affirmation is, my partner gives me the power to fulfill their dream. I use this power to bring them truth and love. And the attraction index, there we go, is an 8. That's a positive 8. That's really high. The intensity index for that is like a 0, so that's really good. The compatibility index there is a positive 3. So that's, we got the 60 seconds. They're going to kick us off the air moment here. But hoping that that helps a little bit. It's like I'll do these on Tuesdays again, or if you want to call me back in the meantime, it's like I do have a website there. But hopefully that answers some questions.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Oh, golly, guys. All right. You know what? Pamela and I are going to be back on next Tuesday. And, you know, if you want to get a hold of us in the meantime, we're at www.psychestonewall.com. Just look for my page, Kelly Colton, and we'll be there on these courts. So thank you, guys, and have an awesome day. It's been fun.